Ramsey TV.
People tell me all the time, they say, Martin, you've got to watch this horrible video made by this horrible Christian person who's teaching a horrible doctrine. You just have to watch it. And I always answer, why do I have to watch? You just gotta watch. You can't believe how bad it is. You can't believe how wrong it is. You can't believe how destructive it is. And my answer is always, I can't do it. I can't stomach it. I would rather drive to Miami than to do that. And that's not a fun thing. This is Martin Zender. I'm, pretty much at the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. Right down there, getting close to the bottom. Not quite 20 miles north of Miami. Not a great place to be. Miami, I'm happy and cozy here in Fort Lauderdale, generally speaking. But if the Lord wants to come today and change matters for me and for you, members of the body of Christ, then that's fine with me. I have a very low threshold for tolerating misinformation about my Father God. I can't stand it. I've been this way for a long time. I think this is why I do this and why millions of people don't. I mean, I wouldn't say millions. I'm kidding. Even those in the body of Christ, for some reason, you call it a gift or a curse, I have a hair trigger for not being able to even listen to the BS, because call it a gift or a curse. In my mind, I picture all the people listening to the false broadcast, and they're getting the wrong information, or they're having their biases fed, and God is being defamed and defiled. My Father, God, is being defamed and defiled on Christian television, on Christian radio programs, on YouTube, and it's overwhelming, and the more the crap goes out, the more people are ruined by their opinion of God, the more religiously hypocritical they become. Sorry, I'm not feeling very well today, but the show must go on. So I can't stand that this stuff is happening, and this has been with me for a long time. So whenever I broadcast, whenever I write, I have this obsessive need to correct the record. Not everybody has this. Those who don't have it, probably, I don't know, lucky you, but I cannot rest. I cannot take it. I can't look at it. I don't have the tolerance. I get upset. I cry. I have these reactions to it that make me nuts. Other people can tolerate it. Good for you. Good for you. But this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here and you're not, is because I can't take it. And this is an information war. It's an information war. And I've known that from the beginning. And I know that God is the one who decided that writing would be his way of communicating. I mean, the writers of the scripture wrote it. He communicated to them by the Holy Spirit. That obviously wasn't with writing, but they recorded what he said with writing. I was like, why did God make me a writer? Well, I found that out in 1993. I'm supposed to write about this. This show isn't about me. I'm teaching a lesson. It seems to be about me. But I want to tell you something remarkable that happened over the weekend, and I'm going to tell you why it's important, and maybe it will help some of you to increase your efforts to publish this evangel by any means. Some people, they can't write, they can't broadcast, or they feel shy, that they don't want to, but you can cut and paste. You can cut and paste an article. I sent an article out about Christmas yesterday. On Sunday, Santa Claus is a big fat effing faker. You got to see that if you haven't seen it. I'll link it down here. I'll link to that thing. What do you call it? My ZWTF newsletter. And you can copy that, paste it, send it to people. This is the time of year to send it to people. And I make a point about the evangel, because I'm always heralding the evangel. Because woe to me if I do not herald the evangel. Have to do this. Must do this. Can't stand the misinformation. It's an information war. It has been from the first century. Well, anytime God decided to write through Psalm 1, God decided to speak to humanity. It's information war. That's what we are in. Before I go any further, and you wonder, what the hell are you talking about? I'm going to show you what happened over the weekend. I've been criticized for caring about this, and I care for one reason and one reason only. I only care for one reason, and I'm going to straighten that out. That's another reason I have to broadcast on this topic. I have to straighten this out, lest anybody thinks that I'm all about the numbers for the wrong reason. I am all about the numbers. Hey, I'm all about the numbers. Do you remember when I hit 1 million subscribers, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? I mean, not 1 million subscribers, 1 million total views on YouTube. Martin Zetters cares about the numbers. You goddamn right I care about the numbers. You goddamn right. Why do I care about the numbers? Because I want to be great, because I think I'm special. No, because more people are getting the truth. They're coming to the site. I don't know. I can't see what I'm showing you, so I just want to show you what happened over the weekend. I can't really see where the camera's going, but can you see this? I joined YouTube December 21st, 2008, 12 years later. Over the weekend, I just hit 2 million views. 2 million total views. I do it the hard way. I do it the hard way. What do I mean by do it the hard way? Some people get 2 million views with one freaking video. Some people get hundreds of millions of views with one video because they show their cat licking their ass or their cat's falling off the counter or their dog, you know, shits in the yard, and so it gets 2 million views because that's what people care about in this eon. I do it the hard way. It takes me 2,000 videos to get 2 million total views. Why is this great? Because more people are getting the information. More people are getting the truth. And I'm not going to apologize anymore for, well, it's not that I look at numbers, not that I care about numbers. I care about numbers because it means people are getting the truth. It's not a notch in my belt. It's the fact that people who were in ignorance, who were in darkness, who thought wrong things about God are getting corrected concerning it. I wish I had 14 million views. And if I ever get it, I'll tell you. I got 14 million views. God has not seen fit for any one of my videos to go viral. Look for this one. It's called God Hates Organized Religion. I think that's my number. It might be 30,000 views. All right, that's a joke to many people on YouTube. It's a joke. I don't care. It's a miracle as far as the truth goes. The evangel of the grace of God, the graciousness of God, the salvation of the world, the sovereignty of God. These things are freaking important to me. Why do you think I do this every day? It's important. I have to do it. I'm going to give you a quote from Paul to prove to you that he had to do it. God, he's comparing himself to Paul. You're goddamn right I'm comparing myself to Paul. And you all should be comparing yourself to Paul. If you have it in you to do this, do it. Paul is in a competition in the first century to herald the word. And I don't have this verse at hand. I'm going to read a different one. But he said, I do more than any of these people to herald the truth. I'm not deficient in knowledge. I'm not deficient in action. This guy, he was crazy to make such statements, but he didn't care. He didn't care if his motive was misrepresented. Didn't care. He was competing for a prize. The guy, Paul, was competing for a prize. Sometimes, let me say this before I go to this verse. Let me tell you. Sometimes we're all too humble. We're falsely humble. There's a false humility even in the body of Christ. This I'm nothing thing. I mean, we know absolutely that salvation is of God. There's no unrighteous, no, not one. You're an animated piece of clay, and God operates in you to work in the will and to will for the sake of his delight. Philippians 2, 12, 13. So, you know, we know that. Okay, let's get over it, right? God is in control of everything. We know God is in control of everything. Having said that, now we compete together in the evangel. We don't work for salvation. We work for rewards. Paul sets that up. We're enduring together. We'll be reigning together with him. It's an act. It's a work. It's all inspired by God. I understand that. It's not a work for salvation. It's a work for a reward. It's a work for a prize. Paul calls it in Philippians, the calling above in Christ Jesus. I'm running a race, Paul says. And Paul would tell you that I just got my first 100,000 on YouTube. That's fantastic, Paul. Great. That'd be a lot. That'd be a big number back then. Because the population wasn't that is what it is today, I don't think. So, yeah, good job, Paul. We should all celebrate it. Instead of saying, oh, all Martin Sander cares about is the numbers. All he cares about is, how about this? How about, oh my God, that's fantastic. How did he get that many freaking views in a Wicked Eon? My God, how many? We didn't know that that many people cared about the evangel of God's grace. It's unbelievable. That's what I want to hear. All right. Here's Paul. 1 Corinthians 9. For if I should be bringing the evangel, it is not for me to boast in, for necessity is lying upon me. I am telling you about a necessity here, not a boasting, a necessity. For woe to me if I should not be bringing the evangel. That's it, right there. Got to do it. Don't know why. Here it is. Well, I do know why, because God needs a mouthpiece. He needs a big mouth in every generation. A big mouth. A problem child, as it were. Let's go to verse 19. For being free of all, I enslave myself to all that I should be gaining the more. Gaining the more. I keep telling you, Mars Hill. Mars Hill was that day's equivalent of the Oprah show, the Jerry Springer show. I know I'm dating myself. I don't care. That was that day's equivalent of YouTube. Paul goes out, makes a fool of himself, announces the evangel. Why? He says it right here. I should be gaining the more. Gaining the more. I became to the Jews as a Jew, that I should be gaining Jews. To those under the law as under the law, not being myself under the law, that I should be gaining those under law. To those without law as without law, not being without God's law, but legally Christ, that I should be gaining those without law. I became as weak to the weak, that I should be gaining the weak. To all, I have become all, that I should be undoubtedly saving some. Not that I should undoubtedly be saving some. He wants to save them. Now, all I am doing because of the evangel, that I may be becoming a joint participant of it. I'm afflicted with this problem, that I got to be in on this action. You know, the worst part of the day for me, going to bed. I hate going to bed. I hate it. Why? I don't know. I don't like to be unconscious. I want to be in on things. I don't want to miss shit. That's why I think I can't sleep on airplanes. I don't want to miss anything. It's not that I'm worried the plane's going to crash. Woe to me if it doesn't. It's just that I don't want to miss anything. So I hate going to bed. I can't wait to wake up. When I wake up in the morning and I look at the clock and it's like 1 in the morning, I'm going off. I'm upset because I want it to be morning because I want to get up. So I get up at 4 o'clock, you know, because I need to be participating in this thing. I want my part in it. Did you ever see that movie Peter and Paul? It was a two-part series back in the day. I think you can find it on YouTube. You got Peter there, and he's kind of waning at the time. Paul's getting converts everywhere. Paul's going all over the place like a bat out of hell. There's a new analogy. And Peter is like kind of like put on the back burner, and Peter's feeling kind of bad about it. And Paul's out there getting persecuted. And Peter's jealous of Paul getting persecuted. And he says, I'll never forget this line in the movie. Peter says, God forbid I should not have a part in this. Watch the movie, God, Peter and Paul. God forbid I should not have a part in this. That's my saying. God forbid I should not have a part in this. I need to be in this thing. I need to be doing this thing. That I may be a joint participant of it. Some other people don't feel that. That's fine. Don't overdo it. Don't try to strive above what your disposition must be, Paul says in Romans 12. Don't try to artificially gin it up. It's either there or it's not. But if you feel inclined after this Vince Lombardi pep talk, George Patton pep talk, Newt Rockne pep talk, whatever you want to call it, I'm pep talking myself at the same time. If you feel inclined, it's like, God forbid I should not have a part in this. There's somebody out there right now listening to me. God forbid I should not have a part in this. But I can't write. I can't talk. What do? I feel cut and paste and send. We're not running to win salvation. This is above and beyond salvation. It's a high calling above. It's laboring in the word. It's enduring. Here we go. I'll finish with this. Verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9. Are you not aware that those racing in a stadium are indeed all racing, yet one is obtaining the prize? Thus be racing that you may be grasping it. Paul wants to win. He's a competitor. He hates to lose. Why? Because he's boasting, because he wants a trophy. Well, he does want a trophy, but he doesn't want a perishable trophy. He wants to present as many people to Christ as members of the body of Christ. And it's amazing what he says, that I should be saving some, that I should undoubtedly be saving some. I've said that to people just to F with them, because people think, it's all about Martin Sandler. Oh my God, you just did wonderful, Martin Sandler. I like to tweet them. I say, well, I'm trying to save as many people as I can. You're trying to save them? Yeah, I'm trying to save them. Thinking I'm not aware constantly of the absolute viewpoint, that I can do nothing, that God is operating in me to will and to work for the sake of his delight. It's like, duh, that's just like so, yes, of course that's the way it is. Now, in the relative viewpoint, yeah, I'm saving these. Paul, and then when they get mad at me, I quote Paul. Paul says, I become all things to all men that I should be saving. Paul's saving them, relatively, yeah. Because he's the guy with his feet on the ground, or his ass on the sea, bringing the evangel to those people. He's the guy getting beaten or shipwrecked or whatever. There are other perils today. Sometimes I think it'd be easier to be shipwrecked than some of the stuff I've gone through. I'd rather be shipwrecked. I've never been in a shipwreck. I might change my mind if I was in a shipwreck. I don't know. It's possible. Are you not aware that those racing in the stadium are indeed all racing, yet one is obtaining the prize? Thus be racing, that you may be grasping it. Now every contender is controlling himself in all things, they indeed then, that they may be obtaining a corruptible wreath, yet we an incorruptible. Now then, thus am I racing, not as dubious. Thus am I boxing, not as punching the air. But I am belaboring my body, leading it into slavery, lest somehow when heralding to others, I may become disqualified. God forbid I should not be a participant in this.